All right, welcome on into the Auburn Daily Show, the Monday edition of the Auburn Daily Show. Lance Daw hanging out here with you, joined as always by Dylan Lark. And Dylan, we've got a topic today. It's about something that we wrote quite a while ago over at auburndaily.com, about a week or so ago, I would say at this point. But it's a topic I think we need to discuss. Obviously, one of the most important things coming into this offseason, I think a question a lot of Auburn fans had, what is Hugh Freeze, the new head coach for the Tigers, going to do with the quarterback position? Obviously, Robbie Ashford, the incumbent, he is back for another season after starting 10 games for the Tigers. And I wrote an article kind of diving into some statistics, explaining maybe what we could expect from Robbie Ashford or another quarterback that Hugh Freeze may go out and get through the transfer portal. So, Dylan, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. The first thing I think that I want to dive into is more gambling. I think we can probably expect a little bit of gambling from Hugh Freeze's quarterbacks heading into the 2023 season. A statistic here that I threw up over at auburndaily.com: over the course of his 10 seasons coaching Division I college football, Hugh Freeze quarterbacks throw an interception on 2.9% of their passes. You can compare this to Auburn, who from 2013 to 2022, that's a stretch where Hugh Freeze was coaching Division I, through that stretch, Auburn quarterbacks threw a pick on 2.1% of their passes. So that's not a massive gap there, Dylan. But there is a little bit of a gap. And I think when you go back and look at quarterbacks like Bo Wallace, who threw double-digit interceptions just about every single year that he stepped out onto the field, you begin to realize that there are some tendencies, not just with him, but with guys like Chad Kelly and then guys like the quarterback that he had at Arkansas State. I mean, it's just come to be expected that Hugh Freeze's quarterbacks maybe, I wouldn't necessarily call it make more mistakes because it is a more pass-oriented offense, but it is a little bit more gambling, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, we look at Bo Wallace, he had 41 career interceptions while at Ole Miss, so it kind of does hurt that a little bit. But yeah, I mean, Hugh Freeze, he's always known for those big plays. If you remember his 2015 Alabama game, when they threw the deep ball and it almost got intercepted, yep. I think it was Chad Kelly, almost got intercepted, bounced off of the Bama defender and right into the hands of an Ole Miss wide receiver, and he took it 50 yards. And remember, Ole Miss won that game.
So you can expect wild plays like that more consistently here on the Plains, although Auburn has had their fair share of wild plays over the past decade or so. But I would expect more aggressive decision-making. I think throwing the ball downfield, moments like that, Bo Wallace, like you mentioned, somebody that tended to gamble a little bit. Do we expect kids like Bo Wallace and their type of mentality playing the position to immediately like mold onto, or Robbie Ashford to kind of attach himself to that play style just because Hugh Freeze is here? I don't necessarily think so, but you do expect, I think, Auburn to throw the ball more. And with that, I think comes more interceptions. Another interesting note here, only twice has Auburn eclipsed double-digit interceptions since 2013. Hugh Freeze quarterbacks have done it 7 out of his 9 seasons coaching outside of that Arkansas State season, I believe. So, Auburn quarterbacks are probably going to be in for throwing the ball a little bit more. And with that, come turnovers. Go ahead. You have something you want to say?
Oh, yeah. When you compare, like, quarterbacks, I think Bo Wallace, when you think of Bo Wallace gambling all the time, you got to remember, Bo Wallace wasn't really the dual threat. He's probably the least dual threat out of all the Hugh Freeze quarterbacks. Yep. So you look at like someone like Chad Kelly, who had 31 touchdowns to 13 interceptions in his best season in 2015, but he also rushed for 500 yards and 10 touchdowns on the ground as well. And of course, the one we all compare Robbie Ashford to is Malik Willis, who we all know was molded into a top or a day two NFL draft pick, who also had less than 10 interceptions in his best season, and he also had 14 touchdowns on the ground.
You notice something interesting there about the rushing yards. It's actually something that we're going to get to in just a minute, something with Hugh Freeze quarterbacks and what they do on the ground. Before we move on, though, we've been talking here about maybe quarterbacks taking a little bit more of a gambling approach to the game, taking some more chances. You know, speaking of maybe throwing some things out there on the line sports-related, today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. This season, Auburn Daily is partnered with Prize Picks to bring some fun and variety to the picks for 2023. In case you don't know, Prize Picks is a free app that allows you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport in your wagers, and you can predict the over or under for the next game and win big prizes if they do well. They've also got things like flex options. So if you pick, I guess, like maybe 5 different over-unders from a few different sports, if you get only 3 of those correct, you can still get paid in the same parlay. And then best of all, Auburn Daily is giving you a promo code to receive double on your first deposit. You can use promo code Auburn, AUBURN, to receive double on your first deposit up to $100. Again, that is promo code Auburn for double on your first deposit. And hey, maybe if you're not doing some baseball as the season gets underway here in a few weeks, maybe you want to dive into some NBA basketball, some college basketball, we would highly encourage you guys to try and win some money with Prize Picks and Auburn Daily. All right, Dylan, the second thing here that we could potentially be expecting from Hugh Freeze quarterbacks is obviously, like we mentioned, they're probably going to be throwing the ball a little bit more, probably going to be taking some more risks. But with those risks also comes the opportunity of more explosive plays. During his time at Ole Miss, Freeze never had a passing offense finish outside of the top 5 in the SEC in yards per game, and only had one aerial attack step outside of the top 5 of the league in yards per attempt. I think there's a lot of reason to believe that with Auburn's receiver room this year, if Hugh Freeze can develop Robbie Ashford or maybe another quarterback if he decides to get one through the portal, they've got an opportunity with a unique blend of size and speed in that wide receiver room to really chuck the ball downfield. I think it could be a lot of fun, Dylan.
Yeah, Camden Brown and Landon King and Rivaldo Fairweather all sound like very fun players in a Hugh Freeze-led offense, especially when you think about, like, if you look at the wide receivers that Ole Miss had, you got like a Laquon Treadwell and an A.J. Brown and, of course, the D.K. Metcalf of the world.
Yep.
Those guys, and if you could look tight ends, Evan Engram and Dawson Knox as well, who one of them or both of them have just been eliminated from the playoffs, but are two of some of the best tight ends in the league. And it's fun to watch a Hugh Freeze offense. I know I hated it whenever he beat us, but his offense was always fun to watch. And it's been a hot minute since an Auburn offense has been really fun to watch. It's safe to say it's probably 2017 was the last time Auburn had a really high potent offense, and that was under Jarrett Stidham. And I think if Hugh Freeze had a Jarrett Stidham, probably be a Heisman contender that same season.
To be honest with you, with the way that Stidham, he regressed obviously in his second year, but the way that he had touch on those deep balls in his first year on the Plains, I could definitely see a scenario where that's possible. You mentioned Landon King, Camden Brown, very similar to the type of receiver that Hugh Freeze has had in the past that has had success, big, physical, strong-bodied receivers on the outside. I'm really intrigued to see how he uses guys like Landon King, like Rivaldo Fairweather. This is going to be a fun offense. Like you said, I think it's going to be a fun offense, and I think that's what Auburn fans may be looking forward to the most, to be honest with you, is having a team that doesn't just play better, but also plays fun, because there were a lot of times last year where they weren't only playing poorly, they were also not playing entertaining. It's one of the, I can't remember who this is. It might be from Split Zone Duo, really, really good podcast trio out there. They keep referring to the fact that whenever you have a bad team, at least make it fun, right? If you're going to play bad football, at least make it fun football. It's like Tennessee, I would say, not this year, but this past year when they went 7-6. Look, you have an almost 500 team, but play fun football. Throw the ball around the yard, make it entertaining. Auburn couldn't accomplish that this year. And look, I have expectations for them in the win column, but also I have expectations for them as far as entertainment value goes for fans. So excited to see what the explosion could look like from Auburn's quarterbacks. Dylan, I think that if you talk about the poor play, you have to also talk about some of the numbers, and statistically, Auburn's quarterbacks were just not accurate last season, and they haven't been accurate in quite some time. An interesting note here, 7 of Freeze's 10 offenses has seen better completion percentages than Auburn's passing attacks in the same year. So going back to 2013 and going through every single year, 7 out of those 10 years, Hugh Freeze had a quarterback with a better completion percentage. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be the passing attack that Freeze had beat the Tigers out every single year by a wide margin, but it's important to note that the accuracy was there, and if he brings that to this quarterback room, I think the ceiling is very high.
Yeah, and you note that I made a note, Bo Wallace, Chad Kelly, and Malik Willis never had a season under 60% completion percentage or had a QB rating under 137.
Daggum.
So he knows how to develop quarterbacks, which is what we've learned. And I think Robbie Ashford kind of fits this. I say this week in and week out in every podcast I've ever been on. Robbie Ashford looks like Malik Willis. He plays like him. And I say Malik Willis was the best quarterback that Hugh Freeze has ever coached. And I don't think that's a hot take in the slightest. I think Chad Kelly was a good quarterback, but he was also not as high potent as a Malik Willis or as fast as a Malik Willis. I think Robbie Ashford has him beat in the speed department. I know we're going to talk about dual threat ability in a second, but I just love a dual threat quarterback. But Robbie Ashford does not need help running the ball more than he needs help with accuracy. And I remember that one touchdown pass he had in the Iron Bowl to Javarius Johnson. Beautiful ball. Probably one of the best throws I've ever seen of an Auburn quarterback in forever, it feels like. And under a Hugh Freeze-led offense, you can expect a whole lot more of those kind of plays. A pinpoint accuracy is what Robbie Ashford needs, and he has two more years under Hugh Freeze to get that. And I think it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun to watch.
You look at Robbie Ashford, I mean, last year, like you mentioned, not the most accurate, 49.5%, but there were moments. That's what we continue to come back to with Robbie Ashford. It was the flashes of potential, both running and throwing the football, that make you excited about what a different coach could get out of him this season. I expect more explosion. I expect more fun. I expect more accuracy, Dylan. And you talk about that dual threat ability. I mean, Malik Willis is pretty similar, churning out yards on the ground. I think that this may be one of the most interesting statistics that I have managed to pull out this year whenever we do our stat of the day articles. Four of Freeze's 10 seasons, right, have included his starting quarterback rushing for over 500 yards. One of those, like you mentioned, Chad Kelly. Those four teams that had a quarterback that ran for over 500 yards went a combined 38-11 and produced all three of Hugh Freeze's 10 win seasons. So it's not fair to sit here and say, oh, well, if the quarterback runs more, then they're going to win more games. But it is pretty clear that if you have a dual threat quarterback in a Hugh Freeze system, statistically, the offense will perform well. But like I said, part of it is the fact that the defense has to perform well. I believe the defense in those 4 years averaged like 20.5 points per game allowed. They were top 25 in total defense nationally on average. So you got to have some help on that side of the ball. I'm not saying that Robbie Ashford, if he runs for a 700, 800 yards this season, he's going to be a Heisman contender and Auburn's going to the playoff. But there should be an expected result based on what we've seen Hugh Freeze systems do in the past.
It's really going to help this year because you have a whole new look offensive line in front of him. Mm-hmm. So maybe he won't be rushing as much as he did last season just because he didn't have time in the pocket. But I think you can expect a whole lot more quarterback draws, quarterback keepers, and read options, stuff like that, because you can't not use Robbie Ashford's legs. It is the best part of his game. It's the thing that needs the least amount of development. If he just learns when he needs to run versus when he has to run, I think that's going to be the key factor. And he might be a 1,000-yard rusher. We never know. He has the ability. He has the speed. He has the look. I mean, Malik Willis almost rushed for 1,000 yards in the same season. He threw for 3,000 yards, I believe.
Just about, yeah.
So, yeah, you expect a high-potent type dual threat quarterback from Robbie Ashford under Hugh Freeze.
And I'll sit here and boog a little bit, as Zach Blackerby would say. I'll sit here and boog a little bit. You comp Malik Willis to Robbie Ashford, right? I said it before on the show. I think he's a little bit bulkier, maybe a little bit taller. Robbie Ashford, to me, you talk about the speed. The speed reminds me of Lamar. It reminds me of Lamar Jackson. Now, I don't, just because there's a dual threat quarterback out there that can run a little bit, it's not always going to be, oh, that's Cam Newton. Oh, that's Lamar Jackson. Oh, that's XYZ. But it does look similar, I think, frame-wise, and then the way he runs. It just looks similar to me. Now, I do like the Malik Willis comparison. If I had to choose between the two, I would definitely say Willis. But you like that upside. The fact that we're even speaking about him in comparison, like, oh, athletically, he looks like this guy. It's just, I don't think it's all there mentally because he's been in the system for such a short amount of time. Obviously, very young. Something that people continue to underrate is the fact that this kid has not been playing college football for a long time, and he's hardly got an opportunity to step out onto the field. He didn't until he stepped out onto the field this season. So there's a lot of things, I think, outside of his athleticism that have to grow, but at least the foundation is there. at least there's a baseline where we can say, okay, this kid can do this. And now it's Hugh Freeze's turn to see if he can utilize that, capitalize on it, and get the most out of it. The question, though, Dylan, is whether or not Auburn can actually do that. And that's why I think some people are high, they're low on Auburn this year. It's a mystery team. I definitely think you could could peg Auburn if you had to choose a mystery team in college football this upcoming season. Auburn's one of them. And that's normally when they're most dangerous.
Yeah, Auburn typically has the highest ceiling and the lowest floor out of any team on any given year, just because you never know. Auburn is the most volatile team. And that's why we love them. You know, you can go 5-7 one year. We can go 12-2 the next year. And you just never know what you're going to get.
And
get on 7-5 sprinkled in there sometimes.
Sometimes. On top of that, Dylan, you also see things like in the same year, Auburn at one point in the year will beat the snot out of a really, really good team and then struggle questionably against some competition that they probably should have handled. I mean, it's been a roller coaster as an Auburn fan. Does Hugh Freeze provide that stability? I don't think anybody can sit here and say anything for certain, but I think there was not a more Auburn hire out there than Hugh Freeze. And so we'll just have to see what he makes of it. We'll see what he makes of the signal callers, not just with Robbie Ashford, but with years to come. There's a lot of games that Auburn is going to have to make a big splash in, I think, this upcoming year. And the final thing I want to get to here is big performances and big wins for Hugh Freeze quarterbacks, excluding 2012. If my math is correct, Hugh Freeze is 5-7 against top 10 opponents all time. In those five wins, his quarterbacks have produced some solid average stat lines: 314 passing yards per game, 10 total touchdowns to 2 interceptions, and then an average 79.6 quarterback rating. Essentially, here, when the quarterback plays well in important contests for Hugh Freeze, the team plays well, and they eventually end up getting the dub. Now, again, Dylan, it all goes back to whenever you're trying to tie it into what's going to happen this year. Does Hugh Freeze get that type of play out of Robbie Ashford in some of these bigger games? You're going on the road to Cal. You're going on the road to Texas A&M early. You're going to have moments and opportunities where he can go out there and shine. Now, obviously, Cal's not a top 25 team. Texas A&M may be, depending on whether or not Jimbo Fisher and their new offensive coordinator, Bobby Petrino, can make something out of it. But yeah, Hugh Freeze has got a chance to make his mark again with some good quarterback play this upcoming season. It's just all about, again, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here, whether or not they can execute.
Yeah, and the Hugh Freeze 5-7 against top 10 opponents. I think two of those wins are against Alabama. One of them is in T-Town. And I think there are very few coaches who can say they have gone into Bryant-Denny Stadium and have beaten the Giants. It's something you don't hear about often. Bama does not lose at home, but Hugh Freeze has found a way to do it. He did it handedly at that. And when you look at like big performances, like you said, 314 passing yards per game against those and those wins, Robbie Ashford had a really good Iron Bowl. He had a really good Iron Bowl. And it's all about, can those big wins and those big performances turn into wins and upsets for Auburn? And I think he gets lucky with the fact that his first year, he gets both Georgia and Alabama at home. I know you brought up A&M and LSU is going to be on the schedule too. Those two are away games. LSU is always a tough game in Baton Rouge. Even if LSU was 3-9, they'd be a difficult win in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. But I think those two games are going to be circled more than anything. It's Alabama and Sanford Stadium, both away games against Georgia and Bama. Those games are going to be the circled ones because that's when you want the biggest performances. I think Auburn fans are content with being 2-10 every year if they're beating Georgia and Alabama every year. So those are going to be the big games you're going to watch, especially with Georgia and their defense.
Like you mentioned, this upcoming year, let's say he gets two more years out of this. Ashford's going to have a chance to settle in, and he's going to have an opportunity to play those two teams at home. He didn't get the chance this past year. He knows what those environments are like. After having a really good performance in the Iron Bowl, you look ahead to 2024. Let's say Hugh Freeze has held on to him. Ashford's heading into his third year as a starter. All of a sudden, I mean, the pieces around him are going to be a little bit older. Jarquez Hunter, if he's still here, if I'm not mistaken, would be a senior at that point. Auburn's running back room with Jeremiah Cobb should be taking off at that point as well. You've still got Auburn's got a lot of youth in this receiver room that'll probably be older at that point. You're looking at a situation where this offense, regardless of what the defense does, could see some improvement in those road games, and getting those wins, I think, are definitely more likely on paper and in theory now than they would have been just a few months ago when Brian Harsin was still here. So there's a lot of things to look forward to. Those are five expectations for Auburn football and their quarterback play underneath Hugh Freeze. You can go and check that article out over at auburndaily.com. A lot of different statistics and stuff that we didn't dive into. So if you want to go check that out again over at auburndaily.com. Dylan, are there any more things that we could expect out of Auburn quarterbacks under Hugh Freeze? As far as focus and just having fun goes, do you think there's anything that we may say?
When you watch quarterbacks like Bo Wallace, Chad Kelly, and Malik Willis, they all have that one thing in common. They have that dog mentality. And here's the thing about Robbie Ashford. He didn't need Hugh Freeze to give him that. So that's what I'm expecting, a dog type season from Robbie Ashford. I have seen this man put his team on his back. He'd go out there with six broken ribs, rush for 100 yards if he wanted to.
That's something that actually I don't think a lot of people noted about the Iron Bowl. That dude was playing hurt. He threw that pass hurt. His throwing shoulder was hurt. His throwing shoulder? I believe it was his throwing shoulder that was hurt. I mean, he'll go out there and he'll put everything on the line. Like you said, Robbie Ashford, can confirm, does have that dog in him. They did an MRI scan actually this offseason. Took about an hour to find it. There was, in fact, a dog in there. So I'm excited to see what Robbie Ashford and Hugh Freeze do this year, man. I'm thrilled to have some new life, some new confidence, some new excitement in this team. And there's a lot of different numbers and things in Hugh Freeze's past successful games to reflect that, hey, this year could be fun. So, well, that's going to do it for the Auburn Daily Show. If you are not following us on Twitter already at the Auburn Daily Show, make sure to go follow us there. You can read all of our content over at auburndaily.com. You can also follow Dylan and I on Twitter at YaBoyTheTank, at LanceDahl_. And hey, again, just want to remind you guys, check out Prize Picks, sponsor of today's episode. Use code Auburn for up to $100 doubled on your first deposit. Again, that's going to do it. Hope to see you guys all tomorrow. Zach and Lindsay on the show with you guys tomorrow. Going to be talking about Keldrick Falk earning his fifth star. The Tigers have signed a five-star for the first time in half a decade. They'll be breaking it down for you. It's going to be awesome. Hope to see you guys then. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and God bless.